There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Well, staying with investing, let's get the thoughts now of one of Dubai's leading investment strategists. Maurice Gravier is the Chief Investment Officer at Emirates NBD Wealth Management, and he joins us now on the line. Morning, Maurice.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much indeed. Look, 2 months ago, we spoke to you when you released your outlook for 2020 and beyond. So much, Maurice, has changed since then. We'll drill down into different asset classes in a second. But first of all, overall, what is the advice that you're giving to your clients at Emirates NBD at the moment?
Well, the overall advice are quite simple. And first, it's don't panic, never ever panic when markets are volatile. Second, it's really common sense. Make sure that your portfolio construction is diversified and matches your time horizon, because this time show the difference between speculation and investment, really. And third, yes, there are opportunities to seize, and you have to seize them gradually, because volatility is such that you have to be gradual.
Okay, so that is sound advice, but let's drill down into some of the common asset classes. We have to start with the stock market, and the US stock market in particular. Fell like a stone in the first weeks of the outbreak, but in the past fortnight or so has rallied strongly. What do you make of the S&P 500, the main US stock market, at these levels, around about 2,700?
It's an extraordinary question, and it's extraordinary time, because last Monday, 7% in a day is the kind of performance you expect in a year. As you know, we work with fair values. We started the year with a given fair value, which helped us, by the way, to cut equities in February. We made our largest risk reduction ever because we had reached our fair value, not because we were predicting what was going to happen. Now, with this economic shock of unprecedented magnitude, we have revised our fair value. Now we have 27.25 for the end of the year. So markets have been too far down, but now they are pricing in our very scenario. And honestly, the upside potential is not that big.
Okay, fine. So we're about right for US stocks at the moment.
Yeah.
Where for you, Maurice, are the real bargains at the moment? So much has been sold off. And when that happens, good things get sold off along with the bad ones. Where do you see the real opportunities, the buying opportunities right now?
You're absolutely right. The point now is certainly not to buy the things that have lost the most. It's to buy quality if you find it, which is not that easy, but for sure we have a strong conviction currently in investment grade corporate credit. We have had this liquidity crunch. We have the Fed providing an immense unlimited quantitative easing, which includes corporate, and we have companies issuing with good spreads. This shouldn't last long, and this is probably our strongest conviction now to buy high grade quality. We wouldn't touch high yield in the fixed income. We think emerging market debt and investment grade are the best risk rewards. And as regards equities, as I told you, for developed markets, yes, we are about to be fair, but there are risks on the scenario, to be honest, and emerging market stocks are still our preference for the long term, and you can buy some. India, I have no clue where it will be in 3 months, but in 3 years, I'm sure it's a fantastic investment.
What about buying bonds, Maurice? The old sort of safe ratio of 60 to 40 stocks to bonds, but buying bonds at a time when stocks are so cheap and governments are involved in quantitative easing?
Yeah, definitely. And we like the high-grade corporate bonds where you can find some spread, and when you can get a yield of 2 to 3% on 5 years on a good quality company, of a reasonable quality company, there's absolutely no reason not to buy it. You know, for the coming 5 to 10 years, and we say that for long, don't expect a 5-7% return on a diversified portfolio. 2-3% is the new 5-7 probably, and you can take that. And even we wouldn't touch high yield. We wouldn't touch the riskiest part because there are bankruptcies, and at a point there will be scars, economic scars from what happens now. But there are opportunities even in some risky segments. For example, European banks, AT1, the COCO bonds are interesting because people are scared of that. We think these banks are well capitalized, so you can. In bonds, there are opportunities, and always be diversified. it doesn't make any
Maurice,
sense.
Maurice, we're almost out of time. I've got one final question for you. Local stock markets, they've been sold off sharply over the past 2 months, but they did bounce back yesterday, gaining 5%. Your view on investing in Dubai or Abu Dhabi stocks or even Saudi Arabia?
Okay, I'm going to be very clear. We don't think that it is the best opportunity now for the medium term. For the long term, yes, for sure. We believe in the story, and we think that at the point, the current valuation, especially for the quality companies of Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Saudi, is too low. But what you need is a catalyst, and you won't have it before foreign inflows come, and it won't probably happen in the coming year or so. So for the long term, it works. But as most of our clients have their wealth, you know, their business, their homes, which are already linked to the region, which are affected by factors such as energy, tourism, global trade, you know that, we tend to diversify them away, as there are probably better opportunities in emerging Asia.
Maurice, for the we're time out being. Of time. We'll have to leave it there as ever. Great talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning. The thoughts of Maurice Gravier. He's the Chief Investment Officer at Emirates NBD.
Dubai Eye 103.8 presents an array of independent expert opinions and does not advise one particular view. Always seek independent legal advice which considers your own personal circumstances.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.